from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Mike Bell, the name's mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you are enjoying the day. We are getting tidbits of information now that practice is over about what went down today down there in Miami. We're going to get a chance to talk to Bijan Robinson coming up at 2:15. So, Falcon fans, stay tuned for that. Mike, today, you know, we're joking about winning and losing. Listen, neither one of these coaches, whether it's Raheem Morris or Mike McDaniel, are going to say that they want a loss. Some of the things that they're working on, right? We said this. They're going to test guys. And you talked about Hughes, man. This right. is one of the things. You get a chance to see whether or not this guy is going to be a potential starter for you or not. Is there a role for Mike Hughes? Yes. But, Mike, you've been saying you don't think he is going to be the guy or right. shouldn't be maybe when the season rolls
around.
Well,
just know that there's some really better options that are out there. And, you know, you could make it work if you're so inclined. They believe, I believe, in Mike Hughes. They wouldn't have gone this far with him in the camp. But we'll see. Now, if he struggles and there's some things which, you know, those coaches look at and they need to upgrade, perhaps the Falcons will. It's just been an area of concern for us. We've always felt that our cornerback room was really thin and really bereft of any interceptions. And we're hoping that's going to change. Maybe through schematics of the defense. But we'll see. Right now, we learned that some good, some bad, and some ugly, as you'd expect against Miami.
Yeah, no doubt. More than anything, and listen, I'm not an advocate of violence, okay? It's not in my nature.
Unless somebody really deserves it.
But I do like the fact that today we had a little dust up. And only because of the way that it allegedly went down. Now, there are varying accounts of this, but basically Drake London makes a play, Mike, and he gets pushed, and the next thing you know, it's on. And, you know, you got the Falcons offense meeting the Dolphins defense, and everybody's, you know, pushing and shoving. Fact is, I want to have some edge to this team. And this is what we talked about, Mike. You don't have to beat people up to have edge.
Right.
You play hard. You hit hard. The way that you, you know, maneuver and score points, sometimes that edge comes through the way that you play. And we still don't know what the identity of this team is going to be. You know, we think we got a leader in Kirk Cousins. We think we're going to be a lot better. But, Mike, that identity comes through the way that you play. And I think there is a toughness. You said this. Drake plays with a little chip on his shoulder, man.
He does. And I think that when you got a bunch of guys that have been beating up on each other for 2 weeks, now it's fun to take it out on some other guys. And that goes for the Dolphins and for the Falcons. And, look, I mean, these guys are all alpha males. And this guy's going to get chippy. So a guy makes a play. Maybe there's some chirping. All of a sudden a guy gets shoved. In this case, Drake London gets pushed. Apparently, it was, Ethan Bonner got into contact. Elijah Campbell knocks Drake into him, and they start swinging on cuz, and then both teams get rolling. And as our man D. Les said, look like a draw to me, Carl and Mike.
Yeah.
There you go.
Atlanta's entire offense and Miami's entire defense met at the 25-30-yard line.
What you want to do? What you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, that's
what you want to do.
Great to see.
It is.
And, you know, now again, nerds would say, oh, that's who cares? Just someone will get hurt. It's also known as a real team building exercise. Everybody comes together. It's us versus them.
All right. Clark Phillips. We talked to him last week. He had a good day. That is good. He also had an interception today in the one-on-ones with these receivers, and they got a really good receiving core. Michael Penix worked with the twos. Nathan Rourke guy, the guy we just signed, Mike from the CFL. And Heinicke worked with you know, the threes and fours. Tyreek Hill, which is the play Mike has been talking about, beat Hughes over the top on a big play today. Some of this stuff is expected, right? Raylan Trice, Mike, was not seen at practice, but did make the trip to Miami. So I'm wondering if he's ill or what the situation is, because normally we're talking about a rookie. He would be out there.
And that's a guy that we think looks the part, and everything from his resume in Washington looks like a guy that maybe was a little bit of a value pick. You know, a lot of folks thought he was going to go a little bit higher in this draft, and we got high expectations, but it doesn't help you if you're on the sideline for something like this week against Miami.
All right, one more news note, and we'll talk to Bijan coming up in about 10 minutes. 404-726-0929. Find Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. That's Mike on Twitter and social media. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station, 929 The Game. Falcons O-line held up against Miami's D-line. To me, that's the best news of the day. Like, we are talking about maybe having one of the best offensive lines in the league. Again, if you buy into PFF, last year we were top five. There were lines that were better than us statistically, but this was something we talked about. Now, I want to hear more, Mike, about the defensive line and what happened. This is not necessarily a surprise because these guys, again, coming back together, playing pretty good. We got Chris Lindstrom, one of the best offensive linemen in the league. This is not a surprise, but it's good to hear. Falcons O-line held up today for the most part against the Miami defensive line.
Yeah, and there's a D Leda who's, again, he's our eyes and ears and nose down there at Dolphins practice with the Falcons saying that Arnold Ebiketie would have had a sack on one of those rushes. Now, again, it's difficult because you and I were watching practice yesterday going, well, that would be a sack. You know, that you could sort of tell when a guy's, you know, within, you know, arm's length of the quarterback unmolested. So, yeah, apparently there was a play where Grady Jarrett back, and he looks good according to some of the things I've seen from both both guys from AJC and from guys who cover the Dolphins down in Miami. Talked about Calais Campbell, by the way. He was the peacemaker, apparently, when things are going down because he's played with both teams in both last year and this year.
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me because he's just a good dude. But, you know, again, that's another guy we need to block, right?
Right.
Let's hear from Raheem Morris. This was before practice, guys. And him and Mike McDaniel do go back. People, again, all of these, you know, connections in the NFL, and he talked about their relationship.
It's awesome, you know, being with Mike for all those years here in Atlanta and having the ability to grow with him. I remember moving over to offense. He was one of the people that was a part instrumental in, like, teaching me the offense and what we did with Kyle Shanahan and some of those things. So that was a really good experience. And we go way back to Washington days. And, I mean, it's just so much history there between us. And that's like my little brother. He's one of those guys I talk about all the time. And
for those who don't remember, and a lot of Falcon fans didn't until he got the job, he went with Shanahan to San Francisco, but he was a quality control guy. Then he was an assistant offensively. That's what Raheem was talking about his time in 15-16 here with the Falcons.
Here's Raheem talking about facing those Dolphins wide receivers, which they did a lot of today.
That's the reason you come down here. You know, anytime you would get a chance to get that different competition and be a chance to go against guys like Tyreek Hill and Waddle and all the different guys they got. You know, you can go through the list of names. This is the team that competed in the Olympics the other day in a 4x1. So to get out here and to be able to cover those things and go through some of the details, you know, and you learn through the adversity that you put your team through. And these are one of the adverse situations you'll be able to put them in.
So what about the pass rush, right? This is something we want to see, whether it's one-on-ones. Hopefully we'll hear some more out of tomorrow's practice. And, you know, they're going to go back. They'll review all of this stuff today, and they'll come back tomorrow and try some different things and have some different personnel in groups, Mike. But he talked about developing a pass rush and, you know, how they hope to go about this.
All at different times, you know, for Kobe, it was almost right away. It was, you're almost scared to admit it for Kobe because it happened so early. It happened in, OTA days, and you're like always scared to overjudge upfront person. And we were thinking, man, this guy's got the mental capacity. If he can hold up once we get to camp, it'll feel really good. For BY and some of those guys, it happened a little bit later. BY, I remember, believe it or not, it was in a joint practice versus Denver. And he really came to life in those practices, and then he followed up with another one versus LA, whichever way those things went. I forget was exactly which way, but it was a joint practice when he came to life. And like those younger guys, particularly up front, when they got into these joint practices, really stepped out of their bunks, of their comfort zones, and really showed us what they were possibly capable of doing. And it was fun.
So the context there is he's being asked about when he knew those guys in L.A., took the next step. And he's mentioning their names, which you may not be familiar with, but these are guys Mike and I talked about on that D-line that they drafted.
Yeah, man, that's Kobe Turner he's referring to, and that's what we were really interested in, how our middle-round drafts, third round, where they took Braylon Trice, but BY is Brian Young. Tennessee Vol fans know him, but those are the guys that they took in the second and third and had almost instant impact, and we're hoping the same happens for our guys this year.
So he said, I think it was BY, he said he found it in a joint practice. Right. We're at a joint practice right now. Somebody going to pop? Let's hope so. Bijan Robinson is joining us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're going to head down to Miami, the MIA, 305, and talk to Bijan Robinson about practice. He did participate today. Remember yesterday we were up at Flower Branch, Mike, and he didn't participate. I think Grady didn't either. But we said maybe this is just necessary rest for these guys.
Hey, man, we'll ask him, how you doing? Because he missed some mini camp because maybe he had to overtrain a little bit doing his thing in the offseason. But he's also looked great. We've seen some plays where, you know, again, it is practice and you don't get to see him take it all the way down the 100 yards for a touchdown. But there's been a couple of plays where he just looks like last year, just looks electric.
No doubt. We're going to get you caught up around the NFL as well. And coming up at 3 o'clock, more info on this Brandon Ayuk potential trade that could happen. But right now, let's talk to Bijan Robinson. Hookem. From our Atlanta Falcons. He is down there in Miami. Of course, they had a great practice today. B, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing awesome, man. First of all, it's good to be back on here with y'all.
Appreciate
y'all here with you guys.
Appreciate you, man.
But yeah, I'm doing great. You know, camp's been awesome today in Miami. You know, we had a great practice as a team, as an offense. So I'm just fired up, and we're just ready to go.
Hey, we were just asking about you, big man. 100%. How you feeling?
I feel great. Feel great. You know, just those regular camp ordinances that we all have. But, you know, I think that we're doing a really good job just keeping our bodies right. And Coach Morris has been, like, super good on just, like, you know, giving us our bodies some time to heal so we can get back to practice and, you know, play our hardest, play our best. But yeah, man, I feel ready to go, man.
B, do you think he's managing you a little bit differently than the previous regime? Do you feel that way? And did you ask for any of it, or is it kind of Raheem's plan?
Yeah, I think it was more so like his plan. You know, he's big on, you know, playing fresh on Sundays and or whatever day that we play on. So, you know, with me, like, yeah, I'm at every practice. But some practices might, you know, have a couple of reps that, you know, I can just, you know, more so get mental reps than go out there physically. So, you know, it's been really well. And, you know, I love it because it gets my body, keeps my body fresh for every single practice, every single day. So I love it, man.
It is a Falcons first round pick. Bijan Robinson with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline down from South Florida. How's it going with Zach Robinson? You said at practice a few weeks back that he's kind of collaborative, taking feedback from you. Are you liking what he's doing offensively?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. Even today, like going up against a different opponent, like just seeing that offense, you know, open up and explode in the run game, in the pass game, in the screen game, like, man, there's just so many opportunities to take it, you know, all the way. And he's doing such a great job in, you know, making sure he knows every single player on his offense and all the strengths and weaknesses and, you know, attacking him at the highest level. So, you know, I think it's been, you know, he's been awesome, and I can't wait to see, like, what he does this year and what we all do this year with him.
Bijan Robinson joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Let's talk about your offseason, man, because I had heard that you were, like, working out constantly during the offseason. Like, you really didn't take a whole lot of time off. I only asked that question to say, did you hit a wall at the end of last year and you felt like you needed to be in, I don't know, better shape or whatever it was you were trying to acquire this offseason? And did you get to where you wanted to be?
Yeah, no, I did. I most definitely did. Obviously, like, I'm always the type to just put in work. And, you know, I've done some more cool things in the off season, like, you know, continue the mustard, just making that as big as it can get and having fun with that. And then even, like, doing some DJ stuff, doing some acting stuff. So I've been trying to, like, you know, do some fun things. But I gave myself, like, a month and a half or so, and then I just got back to work. It was weird, like, having all that time off. But I think it's always good to get my body back slowly, so I'll be ready for, you know, right now.
He's a Renaissance man, Carl. He is Bijan Robinson.
That's right.
And don't forget the Bijan.
Right.
Don't forget the mustard too, man. Bijan mustard. He's got the full resume here on Dukes and Bell.
Yep.
Hey, man.
Yep.
Talk about. We haven't had a chance to really talk to you on the radio. We've seen you at camp, but talk about Kirk Cousins. Talk about the leadership and the vibe since he got here.
Yeah, man, I mean, it's been awesome, you know, having Kirk here and, you know, just his experience and, you know, all the great years that he's been playing. You know, it's a big difference, you know, having a guy like that in the room and, you know, for this offense, just because, you know, just how smart he is and his leadership qualities and him even, you know, teaching me those leadership qualities as a young player. Like, he's been on it, and I appreciate him a lot for it. And, you know, I can't wait to, you know, go side by side with him on the field.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Speaking of screen game, man, I mean, I don't want to give anything away, but it seems like we've been running a little bit more of the screen game here. Is there that aspect of this offense that you feel like you're going to be more involved in, those quick hitters, whether it's screens or, you know, you're in the slot and you drop back two steps and you catch a pass and all of a sudden you're off to the races?
Yeah, man, I mean, I think it's always important for an offense to be a really good screen team. Mm-hmm. And for us, like, you know, we want to be all around, you know, really good on the running game, on the passing game. But when you can be a super effective screen team too and adding those screens in and, you know, keeping the defense on their toes, then it gets a lot harder to stop. And I think for us, like, we want to, you know, just continue to perfect that and continue to perfect, you know, just getting in that kind of space so we can have all that space to, you know, make you know, the God-given ability happen on the field. So, you know, I've been liking it a lot. And he, you know, Zach just knows how to incorporate that kind of game in all of us, and it's been fun.
It is Bijan Robinson with us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. We talked earlier about Zach Robinson, Carl's point. How about the big man in charge? We knew Raheem from back in the day. It just seems like that's a dude that guys really want to run through a brick wall for. Talk about the coach and the vibe he's setting.
Man, I mean, you just said it. Like, you know, having him as a leader now has been amazing. And, you know, I think that, you know, just having, you know, Raheem and the positivity that he brings, like, not just for me, but for everybody on this team. You really do want to play all out for him. You want to, you know, give your best effort every single play, every single down, every single day you walk into the facility. You just want to give that all for him just because he gives it all back to you. And, you know, he it could be 5 a.m., it could be 9 p.m. I mean, he's the same way, never changes. And, you know, I think that's a big thing for me because I feel that that's one of the leadership qualities that I have is always being positive throughout the whole day and, you know, showing that. But he shows it and exudes it every single day, and I really appreciate him for that. And he's more like a big brother or father figure. He's all the things, man. So, you know, it's already in effect, not just for me, but for the whole team.
So were you in that big fight today, man? Don't lie, Bijan. Come on. Did you run over there?
I ran over there. I had to protect my dog. I had to protect my dog.
So what happened? What happened? Drake got pushed? What happened? You obviously, we weren't there to see it.
Yeah, it was just some competitive nature, man. I mean, Drake caught a ball across the middle. And one of their guys, you know, came and hit him after the whistle. So
yeah,
that triggered a.
It was dirty, wasn't it? It was dirty.
It was dirty. but we came at his aid real quick.
Right.
But it obviously is hot out there. Like we're trying to get great plays, get great work. But you know, you got to still keep it right on the field too.
Now we're going to get a credit on Pro Football Talk. Bijan Robinson, it was a cheap shot in practice.
It was.
Exactly.
Right. Thanks.
Hey, tell me real quick, the honey mustard, man. You're doing the honey mustard too, aren't you?
I am. That's coming a little, I think, around August, September, around there. Honey mustard and regular mustard.
Sweet.
So we're ready to drop that as soon as it's ready to go.
Carl, I think we need some synergy. What we do is we do beer brats with Hey Man Ale with Bijan Mustardson.
Yeah.
That's a team. That's a dream.
Very good.
No, and listen, it'd be delicious. We've done those beer brats with our beer. Hey, Bijan, let's talk about the room, man. I'm talking about the running back room. First of all, tell us what your relationship is with Tyler Allgeier. You guys coexist. You cheer each other on. You guys have a great relationship, but the room itself, now when you're talking about Avery Williams being back and healthy, right? Carlos Washington, Jace McClendon, right? All these guys are there. Talk about the room.
Yeah, man. I mean, first of all, like, you know, me and Tyler, like, we have the best relationship, man. I mean, that's my best friend, man. Like, you know, coming in every single day and knowing that you have another guy that you can just laugh with and that supports you through everything and vice versa. Like, it's pretty awesome to have that kind of relationship with another guy that you compete with every day that you want to get better and, you know, just share that time with him. You know, me and him are as solid as it gets. And then even with Avery, you know, Carlos, Jace, like those are all just really, really good dudes that just go out there and compete every single day. And, you know, they all have different skill sets, but it all fits in our room. And, you know, Coach Petrie does a really great job of, you know, getting us prepared, but then, you know, doing things that, you know, fit our game and drills. And he wants to, you know, we all have different games, so he wants to, you know, add some new things in the drills for all of us specifically. And it's been really fun to be with those guys. And, you know, Avery's the vet in the room now, so we'll joke on him all the time. But it's been a really fun, you know, fun time being with those guys.
You were the 8th overall pick last year. Michael Penix Jr., the 8th overall pick this year. Talk about Penix Jr. Is he soaking it up like a sponge? Are you being a big brother? I mean, you're not an OG yet, but are you helping the young guy?
Yeah, absolutely. Every single day. You know, me and him talk every day. And, you know, even Mike is a super great guy just to talk to and just to be teammates with. And, you know, with me and him, like, you know, I try to give him, you know, a little advice, even for the off-the-field things, like, know how to handle yourself the right way, you know how to just, you know, be the great guy that he is and never losing that confidence in himself. But, you know, I think he's adapting really well. He's having so much fun. And, you know, with him learning from, you know, a guy like Kirk, like, you know, he's going to be ready to go when his name is called. And I just have all the confidence in him that he's going to do, you know, the best that he can do for this team.
You had a chance to holler at Sark, man. I mean, you know, they got us rated high this year, Bijan. I mean, they're like top three. The Georgia goes to Austin this year. You know, Alabama, they cheated when they came down there a few years ago. You remember that, but never mind that. Have you talked to Sark?
Not for real.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sark ready to go, man. Like, one thing about Sark is, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on, you know, in his life off the field. On the field, like he's always prepared and he's always ready to go when the time comes, when practice is going. You know, when he's on the field, like, you know, he's always locked in. You know, he's always creating new things, being a visionary. So, like, you know, me and him obviously have a really good, really great relationship. And we talk a lot, but, you know, I'm just excited to see, you know, that new path that he's about to take, you know, for this team, because we did do really good last year. But, you know, I know that he's not trying to slow down at all for anything this year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. Can't wait to the college football season, and obviously can't wait to you guys kick it off for real, yeah, man. Hey, have a great practice tomorrow. Did you get a touchdown today, man? Yeah, man. Did you get one in there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
what I'm
sir.
Talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right, man. Yeah. B, appreciate you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Hey, man, and enjoy the time down there, all right?
Yeah, man, thank you. Appreciate
we'll
you guys.
Yeah, we'll you see you when you get back.
Yeah, B was he was in on it, man. That's what a teammate does when Drake London gets a cheap shot from the Dolphins. And we talked about a little scrap today that D-Led reported earlier.
I like the fact he didn't run from that, right? He's like, no. Yeah, I ran in there.
Okay. I also like the fact that, yeah, he said, yeah, it's a cheap shot. He didn't shy away from that one either.
Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to. It's Dukes and Bell. Coming up a little bit later on, we are going to get a chance. Oh, thank you. Coming up a little bit later on, we are going to get a chance to talk to, as we mentioned, Diamond Dallas Page. We're also going to talk to AJ Styles. They are involved in a charity event. We'll fill you in on all the details and how you can check it out. But we'll also chop it up with those guys and find out what's been going on in their lives. Mike, I'll tell you this. You know, when it comes to the Falcons' success, and by the way, I know a lot of you are getting ready for your fantasy drafts, right? Maybe a couple of weeks from now. Mike, Bijan's going to be one of these top picks now, right?
Yeah, he's got to be. I would, if you're drafting fantasy, Bijan is a first-round pick. Bijan is definitely a top 10 guy, especially, you know, if you think about points per reception league. You know, he's going to get a lot of touches, and, you know, we've debated how much, I mean, is going to be, you know, close to, imagine like a 1,500, 1,700, 1,800 yards from scrimmage. Certainly doable. A lot of pieces. That's the thing. You know, it was so hard to handicap because the delivery system, as we like to call it, was just so unreliable. Now you got a guy that can get everybody involved. So if they take one element away, perhaps that's where Bijan succeeds. If they're going to crowd the box, maybe that's where, you know, where Pitts has a big day. So we're going to find out. But I think there's no way this year you don't see our stars that were drafted high become the players they were supposed to have been already. That's where I sit on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just, you know, if you could put a percentage on it, I don't know what it is, but somebody was asking me that, like, how much, you know, percentage of the offense do you think he's going to be? He's going to be bigger than he was last year. I'll tell you that much. Right. And if you were to say it's going to be over 60%, I'd be willing to say that. Because, again, remember, guys, we want to run the ball first. All these things about this throwing and passing game and Zach Robinson, we still want to run the ball. So I still think he's going to see plenty of time. But you know what else was cool was to hear him talk about Tyler Allgeier, Mike, and how their relationship. You could easily say, guys, if this was another situation, one guy might be jealous of the other. You come in here, Tyler Allgeier got drafted before, then they go draft another running back. He's like, look, man, that's my best friend. We laugh at all the things. That's really cool.
It is interesting. There's a dynamic at the running back. There's a dynamic at the linebacker because Nate Landman had to go in for his best buddy when Troy Anderson got hurt, and those guys are super tight. But, you know, every time, and we got a bunch of guys in the text line saying, every time I hear Bijan, it's, yeah, I agree. Every time you hear Bijan, it's like when you hear Kirk Cousins, rootable guy. And that's when they were doing the vetting on him for the draft. Everything they heard about him from his childhood all the way up through Austin, Texas, Carl, was just five-star.
No doubt. All right, guys, when we come back, we'll hit some headlines. Braves, yes, back in action at home. Also, the Olympic coverage. Last night, we were texting among ourselves on the show as some things played out. And he's made a decision. And he's not going anywhere. We'll tell you about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bijan Robinson's building an empire, man. He's got the mustard. The honey mustard is on the way. He's like, oh, I think it's coming out around September. Yeah, right at the start of football season.
Right on. Perfect timing for your tailgate, man.
He joined us on the show here, and if you missed it, we'll play it later on for you. You can also check it out at odyssey.com. Said he got in the end zone today. Also said that, you know, they got some good work in, man. So, Mike, that's all we can ask. Like, we'd love to give you every single detail of what they might have been trying to attempt to do.
Right.
But just know they went in with the plan. And there was probably, guys, 10 things that they wanted to try to accomplish, whether it be offensive or defensive side, even special teams, Mike. And hopefully they got a lot of that done, and they'll practice again tomorrow. Thursday will be a Falcon day is what they're calling it, basically
They'll work on their own, and then Friday, the preseason game.
Yeah, and the coaches get together. As we said, he's got a relationship with the Dolphins coach from his time here in Atlanta, so there's some things that they will agree to work on, especially, you know, as far as, you know, some of the practices and how they're set up. But this is why, you know, you can't get this in a regular team practice. You just can't. We saw the emotions today popping where Drake London gets into a little scuffle. We've seen this. You saw the thing yesterday where you saw the Giants and the Lions. It's just part of these guys, you know, alpha, as we said earlier, alpha males. Now, I just want to see Michael Penix Jr. on Friday night. Can't wait to see. And I was talking about this with you yesterday. Yeah, there's going to be some struggles. I got a bunch of people, Fireman Ken, who I used to sit with at Falcon games. He's like, how does Penix look? I go, like a rookie. Some really good things, some things which, you know, they got to clean up, but he's certainly the ball. One thing you can't coach, and you see it, Carlos, how quickly that ball comes out, and most of the time on schedule.
I hope we don't, if Penix does play, which we know he will, and plays well in the preseason, Mike, I hope we don't get too high on that, but also hope we don't get too low. In fact, if he doesn't play necessarily as well as you think he does, because to Mike's point, it's still learning on the job. This is not, he's not going to come in and look perfect. We forget early in the season last year, do you guys remember? We played the Texans and C.J. Stroud. He did not look like he ended up looking at the end of the season.
No, we saw C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love. If you remember Jordan Love, I think it was a teachable moment from him, from his coach. Because remember, he was chirping on the sideline. He was sitting there, sitting back like, we got this. And the Falcons come back and win the game. So both C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love were works in progress, to your point, early in that first quarter of the season.
Yeah, I just I look back and I go, man, if you would have told me that he's going to have a rookie-setting season at quarterback after he played us, I would have been like, eh, I'm not quite sure. We did know, at least I did, I felt like, Mike, he did get the ball out of his hands.
Right.
And then as the season went on, he just progressively got better and better and better. But, yeah, man, we will see what happens with this team as far as Friday's game. And, by the way, they'll go into that game with certain things they want to see and personnel they want to look at. Mm-hmm. And then we've got two more of those bad boys before we get to the regular season. So, lots of work still to do, but today I think it was a good day all around for the Falcons. Hey, Big O's behind the glass. He is our engineer. Our executive producer is Turtle. He is also hanging out with us today. Tomorrow, I want to remind you guys, we are at Taco Mac Marietta.
Yes.
Yeah. Right there off of Dallas Highway. So come on out. We'll be out there starting at 2 o'clock, and we're looking forward to it. And then Friday, Twin Peaks Kennesaw, Mike, on Friday. So a couple of things going on this week, but Taco Mac first in Marietta, if you guys live out that way, all right?
All right, man. So, again, Cavites, Cabians, Cobbers, we're coming to see. We're coming to your town, brother, especially in light of having, you know, Diamond Dallas Page swinging by. We're coming to your town, brother. We're going to be there tomorrow.
Coming up, we'll get into an NFL blitz and what the trade rumors are, what's going on with Brandon Ayuk, Micah Parsons, also in the news here. And then, as we said, AJ Styles, Diamond Dallas Page, Neil Shepard, who's the event, the MC for the event that we're going to be talking about. And then Big Block is also going to be stopping by. Hip-hop.
Swing for a cause. Yeah, sorry to cut you off. It's celebrity softball to help veterans, which is a no-brainer. It looks like that's up there at Cool Ray Field.
A Big Block hip-hop advocate and entrepreneur will also be here as well. Big O, let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
So we're talking about them using these practices to gain some momentum, but more importantly, learn more about some of the guys that they want to test out. And you can only do so much against your own guys. When you're going up against a different scheme, Mike, different players, obviously it helps you. Raheem was asked that today before practice about using these practices.
You can do that as well. And then sometimes you just want to have all your stuff out to be able to go out there and practice for you, just to see what guys can execute and what they can do and how well they can do it. And then, like, sometimes you got some, like you said, there's always going to be some testers out there. There's always going to be some, hey, our chance to go explore, as opposed to what you're doing with your bread and butter. So, like, some exploration things, some you know, obviously some bread and butter things, some core concepts, your guys working together, the communication from around when you get the known distractions, the media, the fans, the opposite team. It's always fun. It's a great deal. I enjoy this like no other.
Yeah, and again, hopefully they're getting everything they need to get in. Meanwhile, Braves back in action tonight, Mike. Braves are 60-51. Bryce Elder on the hill, guys. He looked good in his last start. Hopefully he can do the same. He went down to, you know, Gwinnett, did not start, did not pitch, and now he's back up here. 2-4, 5.67 ERA. But, Mike, I think that's the record's not indicative of how well he's pitched lately.
Yeah, he came back up, and he kind of got back into some of those habits where the third time and fourth time around the lineup, other teams sort of figured him out. You know, Carl, he doesn't have overpowering speed, so he's got kind of really mix things up. I thought he, in his last outing, I think that's the best he's looked late in a game since before the All-Star break last year when he made the All-Star team. And after that, you know, the wheels kind of came off. And the other great news we got today, we'll talk more about it with Grant McCauley coming up at 5:40. But after now, what, almost 2 months now, more than that, it's Michael Money Harris starting that rehab assignment with the Stripers in Gwinnett. He's been out since June 14th.
That's a long time.
And I said this to you earlier. Are you going to give him a shot at the leadoff spot? Or are you going to say, just let Soler continue to do it when he does get back up? And hopefully it's by next week.
Yeah, listen, at this point, I need to see if Soler can do it, and I'll put Money Harris somewhere else in the lineup.
So it's back to seven, maybe?
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. We won, you know, 2 of 3 from the Brewers last week, so that's good news. But obviously, one of their best guys is throwing tonight in Colin Ray. So we'll see what happens, man. This kid's been really good. And he's got, what, 4 career starts against us where teams are batting only about .230 against him. We will see how we fare against him. Again, it's our hitting. We've been talking about lack thereof.
Yeah, no doubt,
Mike. I mean, in the final 2 games of that series with the Marlins, you know, we scored 3 total runs. 3 total runs.
Yeah, and that's why it's just been a season of sort of false starts. And look, we got on a great run you talked about, you know, okay, and the Phillies are scuffling. And then it just left a bad taste in your mouth to lose to the Marlins. And look, I get it. They're professionals. They're still going to throw in the 90s. They got a bullpen. But still, come on. It's the freaking Marlins. Half the team is gone. You've gutted the squad. Their spirit should be broken. But we didn't. You lost to those clowns. So let's get it back together.
No doubt about it. Hey, while we're talking baseball, many Braves fans are aware of this. But if you are not, send Freddie Freeman some love, man. Mm. He got a standing ovation in his first at bat in more than a week. Monday night against the Phillies, he had been absent from the Dodgers since July 26. And for those who don't know, his 3-year-old son, Maximus, has been dealing with a neurological disorder. They've been going through it. And listen, he's not with us, but Freddie's always going to be a Brave. And so here he is talking about, you know, his wife and how they've been dealing with this situation and how, you know, sometimes they wish that they could just switch places.
It's a good thing I'm here because that means things are trending better. And Chelsea and I, it's been a long week. No one should have to go through this, especially a 3-year-old. I don't know how many times Chelsea and I said we wish we could switch, you know.
It's a Guillain-Barré syndrome, Carl.
Yep.
So the kid's feeling like, you know, tingling sensation, sensitivity in his legs, and had to spend over a week in a pediatric ICU unit in Los Angeles. So any mom and dad out there that's listening to our show, as you hear Freddie, look, we'll get on Freddie for crying here with the Braves. Not going to get on Freddie for getting emotional talking about one of his kids.
No, not at all. No parent should have to deal with that, as Freddie said in that statement when he was talking to reporters. Mike, Olympic watch, because we've been on it, and there was a lot going on. Now, I didn't see this, but apparently our U.S. women's national team is they've won an extra time. They did win, so that's okay. Great news. I did not get a chance to watch any of that because I was watching last night. Obviously, with the time change, guys, we get that delay, right? So
right.
We see, like tonight, we'll see all the things that happened today, but that's good news. By the way, our U.S. women's team has been balling.
Yeah, and it's kind of no disrespect to the legendary women's team and all the personalities that have come and gone, but it's kind of nice to reshuffle the deck for U.S. women's soccer and see a new group of women kind of establish themselves as this team. So, yeah, man, that's great to hear. Also, last night, and we'll get into it in some guy talk, we saw the final events in the women's individual gymnastics competition. Simone Biles, you know, not a great day for her, but still, obviously, her legacy is set, and it was kind of cool seeing some of the other people pick up some hardware.
By the way, our men's team, we're talking about hoops, they play Brazil today, 3:30 today. So we'll keep an eye out on that as LeBron and company try to continue their quest towards the goal.
France and Canada, probably the teams that have more NBA guys than others. They're also in action. So we'll see, man. I think, you know, we got an older team, but I still like our chances. But I think we'll be okay.
I do too, man. Charles Barkley, by the way, intends to remain with TNT through the remainder of his contract. He said he will not retire next season, reversing the announcement he made in June, Mike, during the NBA Finals. And so now Charles is saying, look, I'm going to stay with TNT, sign a 10-year contract, whether it's basketball or not, whatever's going on. And he says, I love my TNT sports family. My number one priority has been and always will be our people and keeping everyone together for as long as possible. So this is a statement Barkley put out. He says, I'm looking forward to continuing to work with them both on the shows we currently have and the new ones we're developing in the future.
So I think, look, Charles, that's why we love the guy, because he does wear my heart on my sleeve. And he does kind of throw things out there. And I think, you know, eventually he kind of realizes, all right, well, this is where it's going. We discussed his contract last week. You know, we've got a 10-year deal with 7 years left on it, so there's got to be some accommodation. But how does, you know, we just want to see Charles in as much of that show still somewhere. Yep. And I know maybe Ernie's going to stay loyal to Turner, because Ernie Johnson is the guy that kind of stirs the drink on it and has that job of being the ringmaster. But we just want to see as much of that show somewhere together, and maybe it still happens.
Yeah.
I hope. After next year, which is the last year for Turner.
I do hope so, too. Hey, NFL Blitz is on the way. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. And there is a lot of NFL news going on as well. I think the big thing is whether or not Brandon Ayuk is going to get traded. And we talked about this yesterday. There are teams that apparently are interested. We said there was a rumor out there about the Steelers. There was no confirmation about that. That was just kind of out there floating around in the ether. And then, Mike, today we found out a couple of other teams are, in fact, interested. If you, yeah. By the way, if you're Brandon Ayuk, you picking the team? Like, are you saying I will not go there, or you just want out?
I'm not sure if he has that kind of leverage, considering he's still on a rookie deal. So I think you go where you traded. But, I mean, unless John Lynch is going to be accommodating, you know, be solid, that'd be nice of him to do that for him. But yeah, now it seems like it's a battle in that division. I mean, could it be the Cleveland Browns where he goes? I know we talked about it. You mentioned the Steelers story. Now, there's a little more, I guess, accredited journalists in Pittsburgh that are saying there's smoke there, too, for the Steelers to still be in the mix.
Yeah. We'll get you caught up on that, as well as what else is going on around NFL camps. 404-726-0929. It's our text line. You can always hit us up there or find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And, of course, the radio station, 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that is going on. By the way, Draymond Green's just popping off. And I did want to play this. Oren, let's play this real quick while we're talking about the NBA and certainly or the Olympic team. Draymond first came out and said that this team could beat the original Dream Team.
But he's out of his freaking mind.
He's lost his mind.
Yeah.
Then he came out, Mike. Doesn't he still play for Golden State?
Last time I checked.
Okay.
Big contract.
Here he is talking about Steve Kerr and the Olympic rotations. Just listen to this.
And then JT come out and not play? I couldn't believe that. But in not playing him, it was wrong. We all know it was wrong. He should play. He didn't. What I don't like about it is, now to me, it feels like a cover in my tracks, like proving a point type thing, to where like, oh, now Joel's out of the lineup. And then today, Drew didn't play. So I totally disagree with that. And as I said, just from the outside looking in, it just comes off as like we made a mistake as a coaching staff.
Well, you got to go work with that guy when he gets back from Paris.
Yes,
there,
you do.
Draymond, he is your boss. Like, I'm not a fan of Draymond Green. We just talked about Charles Barkley. He aspires to be that guy. He just doesn't come off as charming or as charismatic or as interesting, if I'm honest with his takes. Yeah, all right, so what? So Steve Kerr, he's going to teach Jason Tatum a lesson for the Celtics beating the Warriors? What the hell are you talking about? You know, it's 40 minutes in a FIBA game. Not everybody gets on the court. You know, there were guys on the Dream Team in 92 that didn't get minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the greatest team to ever dress out. So, to me, it's manufacturing something there. But, I mean, that's one thing. If it was another coach, you don't have to deal with. That's your boss,
that's
man, at Golden State.
That's exactly right. And Tony, he didn't agree with the rotations. And, by the way.
And they didn't play Joel Embiid because it was a terrible matchup with the South Sudan. That was just simply schematics.
Well, that's the thing. The team is made up to play different ways versus different teams. The one thing this team does have is size, which is why Trey didn't make the team, right? Let's be honest. Even the guards are big, right? They're bigger guys. But I'm with you on that. And then the coaching staff, by the way, it's just not Steve Kerr. He's got Tyronn Lue. He's got Mark Few. He's got Eric Spoelstra, who's one of the best in the business. There's no coaching mistake. They know what they're doing.
Right.
So, yeah, yesterday was one thing. Like, oh, yeah, this team could be the Dream Team. No, they can't. And then I don't agree with the rotations. Okay, great. Good luck this season with Steve Kerr.
Yeah, by the way, they tip off in less than about 40 minutes against Brazil. We are like a 25-point favorite against Brazil.
You gonna bet? You gonna bet it?
Seems a bit rich for a team which shows its age from time to time and has grinded at times.
Every time I think, like the Puerto Rico game, I was like, oh, Puerto Rico's going to make it again. It wasn't. I mean, Mike, they're going to blow them out.
Minus 26 it is right now.
Mike, they're going to win by 30.
Call your guy? You want to get it in?
They're going to win by 30.
You want me to call my guy and put it in?
I do not bet Olympics, Mike.
I do not have bet Olympics.
I mean, the thing is, you could argue they don't have to win by more than whatever just to keep everybody healthy and loose because we're getting into the medal rounds next, you know, so just win and survive in advance.
Let me see what that number is.
26.
All right, we're coming back. NFL Blitz is on the way. Micah Parsons soaking up Mike Zimmer's defense. Huh? We'll talk about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.